It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr down here in Kansas City at Farm Broadcasting's Trade Talk at the Mosaic booth. We come all this way. We drive 10 hours and we find a neighbor, Sherry Cook from Morton, North Dakota. How are you doing, Sherry?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Yeah, we've crossed paths a few times over the last decade or so, and you find yourself now with Mosaic. And what do you do for Mosaic?
So I work as a technical sales manager with the Mosaic Company, and I base out of the Morton, North Dakota area, and I cover a tri-state geography, the northern Minnesota, North Dakota, Montana.
So every place you mentioned is wet, and harvest is late, and that's leading. I guys want to get 19 done and over with, but they're already a little anxiety about the spring of 2020.
Absolutely. No doubt we want to turn the chapter and move into 2020 and leave 2019 behind us. Been certainly a challenging year. And so one thing to keep in mind as we're planning for 2020 is let's do a soil test. If you haven't already done one, or at least a recent one, to help plan for that 2020 fertility season. And so make sure that we're feeding the crop the yield that we're trying to get.
And is this true for all crops, or the higher value crop, sugar beets or soybeans that have, $9 a bushel versus corn that's three. Should we value the higher value crops, or should we treat all crops equally?
Well, we definitely want to get a soil test just to see where we're at and then plan accordingly. So times are tough, economy is down, and so we want to make sure that we plan accordingly and not necessarily build our soil profile, but at least feed the crop that we're shooting for.
Okay. What should we start thinking about as far as next year, as far as soil fertility and soil health?
So I would suggest a visit with your local agronomist, visit with a certified crop advisor to make sure that you've got a good plan in place. Keep in mind a soil test so that we've got our fertility together. Plan your seed accordingly, your herbicides, because we still want to raise a good crop, right? We don't want to downplay that at all. So let's do the right things.
Sure. What are some of the products that Mosaic has that we can accomplish that?
So we can accomplish that with a couple that we have. One of them is called Micro Essentials, and it's a premium phosphate product that's enhanced with sulfur, in some cases zinc. And then we also have a product called Aspire, which is a potash-based product that has boron with it. So it helps us cover both our macronutrients, our phosphate and potash, as well as our micronutrients like the zinc and the sulfur, or not sulfur, but zinc and boron.
Yeah. Potash and Mosaic, kind of synonyms. I mean, they have developed the potash industry.
We have our mines in Saskatchewan, where we produce red potash. We've got two mines up there for that. We also produce white potash called Pegasus, which is a 0.0062% potassium, so it's a little higher. And that's actually mined differently. It's a solution mine. And so we have one facility in Carlsbad, New Mexico, which we produce a product called K-Meg, which is naturally enhanced ore that has magnesium and sulfur in with the potash.
And utilized by different crops differently? Are these unique products for certain applications?
Pretty much across the board. Wherever we can use potash, normally we can get by with Aspire, and we're seeing more and more deficiencies of boron throughout my geography, not only North Dakota, but other states as well, and so it's a great fit.
Who knew potash could be so much fun and so complicated?
Absolutely.
Micro Essentials have been around for a long time. It's a product that farmers are familiar with.
Absolutely. It's about 15 years old, but it's still unique in the sense where it's three or four nutrients, all in the same granule. So it's awesome for distribution throughout the field of your nutrients. And we have better uptake of our phosphorus because of the nutrients that we have mixed together. And it makes a great fit for not only corn and soybeans, but with wheat and sugar beets and other crops as well.
Yeah. How are the farmers doing down there in Richland County? Are they ready to go into next year?
Ready and raring. So still some corn standing, but beans have come off pretty well. And so we're looking forward to 2020.
Indeed. All right, Sherry Cook, the Mosaic Company, Morton, North Dakota. How do producers get a hold of you or solve some problems together with you?
So you can call me, you can look me up on LinkedIn or on Twitter, and you can also go to our websites, mosaic.com or microessentials.com.
Okay, what's your Twitter handle?
At Sherry Cook.
Okay. K-O-C-H. It doesn't get much simpler than that. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Yep. Good to see you again.
You too.
And there you have another report from our National Association of Farm Broadcasting gathering last week in Kansas City.